Former Mike Franken campaign manager alleges he made unwanted advances toward women, including her. By Jacob Bliss on September 19, 2022. The former campaign manager for Iowa's Democrat U.S. Senate nominee, Mike Franken, alleged in a police report that he has made several unwanted advances toward women, including her. A police report showed the alleged assailant's name blacked out. However, the Iowa Field Report, which first reported on this, indicated that context clues, including staffers' names and positions, revealed that the alleged assailant is Franken, who is running against longtime Hawkeye state lawmaker, Senator Chuck Grassley, RIA. The police report type was labeled assault, simple. The report indicated that the alleged incident also happened near an Ace Hardware parking lot after Franken and Kimberly Stropaugas had drinks at a bar in Des Moines on March 18. Hawkeye State Senate Democrat nominee's former campaign manager said that Franken grabbed the collar of the vest she was wearing and kissed her on her mouth before she could pull away. After the alleged assault, Stropaugas indicated that the two kept in contact but never spoke about the incident. The Iowa Field Report indicated that the publication corroborated the police report after reviewing several social media posts on Twitter from Stropaugas' wife, Becky, which appear to now be deleted. Stropaugas' wife, in her social media posts regarding the incident, allegedly called out Franken by name. Stropaugas indicated in the report that Franken's lawyers allegedly contacted her lawyers and attempted to silence her. The police report said. Kimberly stated after this phone call Becky made a post on Twitter with negative comments about politicians. Kimberly stated in the post Becky called Franken by name and commented that he had fired Kimberly and then called Becky to ask for money. Kimberly stated approximately 2.5 hours later, Franken called her and asked her to let Becky remove the post. Kimberly stated she told Franken and not to call her again, and that is the last conversation she had with Franken. Kimberly stated after this incident she told Becky about Franken kissing her when leaving the bar. She stated that Becky was upset and suggested that she report the incident to police. Kimberly stated that on the 04/11, the day prior to our conversation, Franken's team contacted her lawyer. Kimberly stated that she had reposted Becky's comments about Franken, and his team advised her lawyer that that was a violation of the non-disclosure that she signed when she was terminated. Kimberly stated that she did remove the post after that. Emphasis added. In the report, Stropaugas described Franken as old school and having 1950s interactions with women, which was something that he has done to several other women. Franken is 64 years old, married, and has two kids. The bottom of the police report indicated that the case will be closed as unfounded, and no further action would be taken. The Iowa Field Report contacted Stropaugas, who had no comment, and Franken's campaign, which did not reply to a request for comment. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.